Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and the generosity of the WAMC family is beyond. I mean, they always, as you pointed out so many times, have our backs. $264,465 now, Alan, at WAMC.org.
You know, I have said this any number of times. When you say our backs, you mean the people who work at the station, the people who listen to the station. Because in the end, this is not one of those institutions where a couple of people carry the whole thing. It's not true. It is true that a few people say, okay, I can do a little extra, and they do. But for the most part, it's everybody pitching in. When everybody pitches in, the station survives. We just saw WBAI in New York going under. Stations, radio stations, do go under because they have lack of support. Not this one. Every single time we have made the case, people have been there. People who understand just how valuable in a democracy freedom of information is. And we have a lot of information to give out every day, David, because this is one of the most, if not the most dangerous time in American history. So I'm imploring everybody just to get that. But this is much more than just a simple charity. This radio station provides an essential service to continue the kind of government that we all want. Go right to the lockbox at WAMC.org and put your money in. People understand as we come down to the end that if it's not them, who will it be? If people hold back, well, remember when we had that great radio station?
And it could happen, folks. Come on, whatever you can do. WAMC.org. Well, here's a headline from the WAMC website, Alan. What to look for in President Trump's tax returns if we ever see them. President Trump won at least a temporary reprieve from a judge's order yesterday to release his tax records as part of a criminal investigation into his business dealings. Tax experts say the documents could reveal a lot or not much at all about Trump's financial history.
Well, you know, it is interesting how much he has fought not to do this. As you know, it's just one of those norms that he has overturned. Presidents show their tax returns, not this president. This president, of course, has had lots of problems with his foundation, problems with bankruptcies. He has made an assertion that he's a very wealthy man. Who knows what he is? And this is all going to show that. The fact that he has fought like a tiger not to release these returns shows that something is up. And I think we're going to find out sooner or later what that was.
We're also reading of the expanding impeachment inquiry. House has subpoenaed Budget Office and Pentagon seeking documents to explain why aid was withheld from Ukraine and if it was connected to a potential investigation of Joe Biden.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, the president, by his own words, talked about what happened in that conversation. He says there was no quid pro quo, but it sure sounded like a quid pro quo. And if he did that, then I think he's impeachable, no question. So why are the Republicans in the Senate, for example, not moving? Well, we know some of the answers to that. They don't want to lose their seats. And I think that what you see between the Senate and the House right now is an acknowledgement on the part of the representatives, many of them Democrats now, that things are changing in this country. There is a huge resistance on the part of those Republicans in the Senate to the idea that it won't be long before there'll be a coming time when Black and Latino voters will have a lot more sway than they do now. And this is a big resistance on the part of these Republicans, particularly in the Senate, to doing that. So no matter what Trump does, it is outweighed in their minds by the fact that he is the last line of resistance before we have progressive change in this country.
We can't miss what's going on, of course, when it comes to Syria and Turkey, Alan. A vote to withdraw from the Middle East raised fears that President Trump was giving Turkey the go-ahead to move against America's Kurdish allies. They're not happy either.
Well, David, the Kurds fought like crazy when they needed to, and they were a fierce ally. And the idea that we would turn our backs on them now is disgusting. You know, the Republicans in the Senate have a limit, and this is it. You get Mitch McConnell and a lot of the others who are saying, you can't do this, President. And the President says, well, it was a campaign pledge, it was this, it was that. But the fact is, he's turning his back on allies. When you do that, you basically are sending a message to anybody else who the United States needs over the years that they won't be there, they won't pay back, they won't be honest friends. And this is too much even for those Republicans.
Well, the Supreme Court began its session, Alan. The issue, of course, is beyond any individual case, the impact of the Supreme Court as we go forward.
Well, Donald Trump has made this his number one priority. That's obvious. Every time some federal judge does something that you find commendable, you know that sooner or later that's going to be reversed when it gets to the Supreme Court, or that it may well be reversed. We have incredible cases coming up. For example, there's one case, David, where a man joins a team which is gay, and he is fired for that. That leads to the question, can you be fired for being gay in this country at this time in our history? The answer may well be yes. I remember when Trump was running, I kept yelling, it's all about the Supreme Court. Turns out it was.
Is there a profile and courage on the Supreme Court that might buck the conservative trend?
Well, you know, people are saying John Roberts is a man of integrity. In Obamacare, he was. He knows that if they go too far, the court will have a black eye. There are those who think in order to preserve the integrity of the court, he'll do the, quote, right thing. Nevertheless, he is hardly a hero in my mind.
There are a lot of little heroes out there. They support the causes that make their communities stronger. And our listeners are certainly our heroes. WAMC.org to help get that money in the lockbox.
David, you said a mouthful, and I'm going to tell you something else. Yesterday, an amazing thing happened. One magnificent person put up $5,000 in a challenge. And those challenges, I'm telling you now, they work. So this is an unashamed request that if somebody out there has a little extra money and could do a challenge right now, it would be terrific. It would be just the thing that we need at WAMC.org. And that challenge really will bring tremendous benefit to this radio station. So if you can do something extra, that's terrific.